I'd like to call this meeting to order at 1:30. Do we have a quorum?
Yes, we do.
Thank you, everyone, for coming out and braving it in person. Sorry, I was running late. I had wasn't expecting all the destruction on my route. Silly me. So, a motion to approve the May 20th meeting minutes.
So moved. Marazzi.
Second, Shira-Whitman.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Okay, moving on to staff reports. Attachment 3A, Curtis Baker.
All right, thank you. On attachment 3A, you can see through May 31st, we've expended about 70% of the budget. We're in good shape to end the fiscal year with a little bit of a balance, which will probably go most likely into getting more PCI indexes this summer to update some of our first round of PCIs. And with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Okay, Curtis, seeing as there appears to be no questions, a motion to approve.
Bowling second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed say nay. Moving on to the technical progress report. Curtis, please.
All right. Thank you again. So first, a couple of housekeeping items. First, I know it's been a long time since we've been in person, and it's great to see everyone. We did, over the last year, hire two new planners for our staff, a planner and engineer. I'd like to introduce them now, David Swirsky in the back, and Farhad Ahmadzai in the back as well, are new to AMATS within the last year. So this is their first opportunity to see the policy committee in action. So I know that it's going to be a wild ride. No, but in all seriousness, it should be. We're happy to have them. Second, AMATS is moving from the state Ocasek building. Over the holiday, we were informed that the state DAS building was raising our rent almost 20% from what it was the year previous. And it got to the point where we were almost paying for an additional employee in rent. We are relocating to the lucky 13th floor of the PNC building, which is a privately owned building in downtown Akron. It's the tall black building downtown. I think it's actually the tallest building in downtown Akron. But we are moving actually starting tomorrow, and we'll all be back in the office on July 1st. So if you are trying to get in touch with us in the short term, you know, there is going to be a point where our, you know, internet's down, phones are being moved, et cetera, so there might be some delay, so be patient with us, but we will be all back up and running by July 1st. But we're excited to have everyone come out and visit us soon. Finally, just yesterday, and then this afternoon even more so, it appears that there is bipartisan agreement on a $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill. It provides, I believe, over 5 years, 900 and some million for infrastructure. I am not sure. Apparently, yesterday the senators has agreed, and they took it to the president's office today, and it sounds like there was a sign-off from the president. Now I think the challenge will actually be on the Democratic side to get all 50 votes to go along with the 11 Republican senators that have joined onto this. But if so, there is a good possibility we could have a new infrastructure bill. The pay-fors have been agreed upon but not announced. So the rumor is it's going to be a higher level of enforcement of taxes. So for those of you that are claiming some additional items, you may want to think twice next year. But it's not clear exactly how it's going to be funded, but hopefully those details will trickle out soon. But I think it's exciting for us. If there's some hope that there will be additional funding, especially in the next few years, that I think will lead us to potentially even doing more over-programming and getting more projects in the pipeline as we get ready to actually use those funds. So with that, that's all I had. But again, thank you, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Seeing as there's no questions, we'll move on to the federal funds report, attachment 3C, David Poulet.
Thank you. As AMATS concludes a special funding cycle for resurfacing projects, our focus is now going to be more on our normal round of funding, which is still coming up this summer. First, we'll start with CNAP. The CMAQ applications and some other pertinent information is posted on our website. Once again, CMAQ projects will be due at the end of July. The deadline is at the end of July. And just a real quick refresher, CMAQ projects have two important goals: to improve air quality and relieve congestion. So a lot of times signal projects fall into this category, turn lanes, anything that improves the flow of traffic, basically. And the STPG resurfacing and TASA applications will be due August 31st at the end of August. And those applications are not posted yet. We're kind of hopeful that we'll have maybe a TAC TIP subcommittee meeting to just quickly review our funding policy guidelines to make sure we don't want to tweak them a little bit before we start accepting those applications. So that's pretty much all. Oh, and one last thing, attachment 3C, on the bottom of attachment 3C, I have a little cheat sheet for you, just briefly describing the type of funding categories and the phases that are eligible and the amounts, the maximum amounts. So that's all I have. If there's any questions, I'd be glad to answer them.
Thank you. Is there any old business?
There is none.
Okay, moving on to new business. Resolution 2021-09, attachment 6A, David Blake.
Okay, thank you. The primary reason for this meeting is to approve two groups of resurfacing projects. The first group is a group of resurfacing projects that are due in fiscal years 23 and 24, which is Resolution 2021-09 and is Amendment 9 to the TIP. The reason that we had the special funding for this group of projects was a $4 million grant from the coronavirus stimulus plan that the Akron area received. These projects will all have to be done by fiscal year 24, so we, you know, that's one of the reasons we limited this to resurfacings, because they can be fast-tracked. So this resolution approves the funding for the projects and also adds them to the TIP, because they now have PIT numbers, and I would really like to thank ODOT for their hard work on getting these PIT numbers together for us, so we could get them in the TIP. But there's 12 new projects: Chestnut Street, Ravenna; Old Forge Road in Portage County; Mogador Road in Mogador; 4th Street in Barberton; Cannon Road in Twinsburg; Canton Road, Summit County; Cleveland-Maslin Road in Clinton; Cleveland-Maslin Road in New Franklin; Eastern Road in Norton; Riverview Road at All, which is four streets in the valley area of Akron; East Sanitarium Road in Lakemore; and Ohio Avenue in Ripley. So these are the 12 new projects that will be funded and added to the TIP from the $4 million coronavirus grant that we received. If there's any questions, I'd be glad to answer them.
Seeing as there are no questions, could I have a motion to approve?
Sheridan. Hudson.
A second.
All in second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Moving on to Resolution 2021-10. Heather, attachment 6B.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining us today. It's good to see you all. Attachment 6B is a resolution allowing ANAS to amend its fiscal year 2022 transportation planning work program and budget. As part of the effort to reduce potential funding from being recalled, AMS has identified $90,001 of fiscal year 2021 STBG funds to be used to update the Intelligent Transportation System Architecture, or ITS. This funding does not require a local match and is therefore 100% funded. If approved, the update to the ITS will occur in fiscal year 2022. AMET staff is requesting approval of Resolution 2021-10. I will answer any questions you have.
Seeing as there's no question, could I have a motion to approve?
Moore, move to approve.
A second?
Morazzi, second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say nay. Moving on to Resolution 2021-11, Attachment 6E, David Blake, please.
Hey, thank you. Just a moment ago, I mentioned two groups of new resurfacing projects. This is the other group. This group of projects, this is a really fast-track group because these will be scheduled in fiscal year 22. The main reason for these projects is a balance that we accumulated, mainly from projects selling under their estimate. And we didn't want to lose any money, so we went ahead and had a round of resurfacing projects. So these projects you saw in the May meeting. We actually reviewed these during our May meeting and approved the funding for them. But at that time, this all happened so fast, at that time they did not have PID numbers yet, so we could not officially add them to the TIP. So this is now officially adding these 11 new projects in fiscal year 22 to the current TIP. And I'll just briefly review them. Broad Boulevard in Cuyahoga Falls, Arlington Street in Akron, Eastern Road, Gate Street in Wayne County, Eastern Road in Rittman, Barber Road in Norton, Talmadge Road in Portage County, Monroe Avenue in Talmadge, East Mennonite Road in Aurora, Main Street, Water Street in Kent, and Brecksville Road in Ridgefield, and Frost Road in Streetsboro. The staff does recommend approval. If there's any questions, I'd be glad to answer them.
Seeing as there's no questions, a motion to approve.
Sheridan, Hudson.
A second, please.
Pauling, second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Moving on to other business.
No other business.
Could I have a motion? Oh, yes.
Mayor, I would just like to congratulate and thank the staff for a yeoman's job of putting an emergency funding program together, saving our money, and meeting the criteria that was established. I think they did a tremendous job, and I think we should all be grateful for that. Thank you.
Thank you. Just get that project done in 2022.
I guess a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to share with me.
Second?
Thank you, everyone.